Գումտրեք SPS հայերենը։ Հավելյալ հետաքրքրական հաղորդումներ կգտնեք վերկայքին վրա sps.com.au/armenian. Last week, for a brief period, we thought we are returning to normal and the headlines were about politics, about brand stacking, not the pandemic. Our guest is Dr. Zareh Azaryan, senior lecturer at Monash University, and today our main topic of discussion is brand stacking. Dr. Zareh, welcome to SPS Armenian.
Thank you so much for having me, Vahe.
Let's start with brand stacking. What is it? How it works?
Brand stacking occurs when a member of a political party wants to increase their power within the party's organization, and so they start signing up new members who they know will support them. The new members joining the party may not necessarily know that they are joining the party. So what we often see in cases of brand stacking is that this person within the party itself is signing up all sorts of people and often end up paying for their membership. So these new members who are branch stacked members are not the usual type of members that a political party would have. These are and have joined up not with any real goals of the party in mind, rather they have been signed up to a party by an individual who knows that they will be able to count on these people's support in order to get more power within that party organisation.
Is this an Australian political phenomenon?
It's common in Australian politics. It's relatively common in Australian politics. We have seen cases of this occur in all major parties. We've seen it in the Labor Party. We've seen cases in the Liberal Party. And even in smaller parties, we've seen cases of alleged branch stacking as well. So it is something that does occur. The importance of branch stacking is, to those who are trying to do branch stacking, is that ultimately it increases that person's power within the party. What this means is that that person then becomes very powerful in deciding the party's policy agenda, and also can influence who the party selects to represent it at elections. So ultimately, branch stacking gives those who are branch stacking the power to influence the party's policies and who it is being represented by in Parliament. So this has major implications for policy, public policy, but also for broader democratic ideas and about representation. So the stakes are very high when it comes to big cases of branch stacking.
Is it legal?
Branch stacking is seen to be more of an ethical and moral issue rather than a legal issue. Of course, the major parties want to stop branch stacking because it does not look good when cases or alleged cases are revealed to the public. And so they have tried to rearrange their pre-selection processes. They have tried to rearrange the types of membership that they are offering. But ultimately, the opportunities and the avenues for those who are determined to find ways of branch stacking still exist. And I think that is something that we are now seeing and is an opportunity for the parties to try and identify ways which they can try and stop branch stacking further. Because at the moment, we've seen many, many cases. It's not ultimately being extinguished in Australian politics. There's an opportunity to try and do something about it now.
Is branch stacking done more on a state or federal level?
Branch stacking occurs at all levels, whether it's federal or state politics. And we have seen from time to time cases of branch stacking occurring at both levels. The interesting thing is, in terms of structures and the processes by which parties use to select their candidates has an impact on where the branch stacking occurs most. Usually, of course, branch stacking is all about trying to increase the number of members in the local branches, because they will be involved in the pre-selection process of candidates.
How this situation unfolded last week, what was so particular about this case of brain stacking that even for a few days everyone was talking about it and not the COVID-19?
Yes, so last week in Victoria we had a very prominent case of alleged brain stacking occurring, and this is something that reminded us that there's more to public life than coronavirus for just a moment, of course. What we have seen in the press and the reports, serious allegations of branch stacking at what have been called industrial levels. The person in question is Mr. Somerick, who was a minister in the state Labor government. And Mr. Somerick has been alleged to have been involved in branch stacking, where there have been thousands of members signed up to the Labor Party in Victoria by him to extend his power over the organisation in this state. We saw across 60 Minutes and reports over the following days that Mr. Somerick and his supporters have really given themselves significant power within the Labor Party. And based on again, those reports, we see how their influence goes to across state and federal levels of the Labor Party. So what we have seen in the Victorian case is a serious matter for the Labor Party, where the party itself has about 16,000 members. Now, if we think about 16,000 members across the state, that's not a lot for a political party. And as we've seen over recent decades, all political parties' members and their membership has been dwindling. If we compare 16,000 members to members of football clubs, for example, where they have tens of thousands of members, we can see how small the Labor Party and the Liberal Party's memberships really are. Having said that, what branch stackers, and again we look at the Somerick case, highlights is that if you are able to have a few hundred or a few thousand members that you bring into the party, you can then start to have significant power and influence over the party's policy direction and who it selects to represent at elections. So this is a serious matter where clearly there's been the stories that have been coming out show weaknesses in the organisational level about how they are dealing with branch stacking and alleged branch stacking.
You mentioned industrial scale. Why it was labelled that way?
The alleged cases of branch stacking in Victoria have been labelled industrial scale because of the number of individuals involved. Not only have there been a handful of ministers and former ministers implicated in this at the state Labor government level, but also in terms of the overall number of members that reports are alleging have been signed up as stacked members. I think some reports have suggested that of the 16,000 Labor Party members, up to one-third of those may have been signed up as branch-stacked members. So this has big implications for the Labor Party, and obviously that has led to a big review that the party has undertaken that will be led by former Victorian Premier Steve Brax.
And do you know why often organisers target migrant communities?
The point about some communities being targeted by branch stackers has really come from what we see through reports, and that is that these communities can often be closely linked and be close-knitted communities. And the idea has been that if a branch stacker or someone wanting to branch stack can convince one, two, or three people from close-knit communities, the idea is that their colleagues, their fellow community members will join in. So it has been, again, over the recent years, we've seen these sorts of cases come out in Victoria where particular communities have been targeted for branch stacking purposes.
Is branch stacking more established in Victoria than other states?
Branch stacking is something that occurs across the country, and ultimately all states have opportunities where branch stackers can engage in these activities. And we've seen cases of this in New South Wales, but the most topical one that is something that has got a lot of people's attention, primarily because of the 60 Minutes interview and program from last week, is the Victorian case. But this is something that does occur across and can occur across all states.
Dr. Zare, thank you for the detailed information about this interesting aspect of Australian politics. We'll get more updates from you over the coming month.
My pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Our guest was Dr. Zare Ghazaryan, Senior Lecturer at Monash University. Kuzes lësel në mëmbat në qëner, unë në Apple Podcasti, Google Podcasti, Spotify i vëra, gam urderen vor podcastet këllëses.